This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil via remote. Spain has become the third country to surpass China in the number of cases of coronavirus behind the United States and Italy. More than 6,000 new cases were confirmed Monday with 812 deaths. Spanish authorities put the country on lockdown 2 weeks ago to try to stop the rapid spread of the virus. The tactic has been used by governments all over the world, including new restrictions Monday in Moscow, allowing people only to leave their homes for essential jobs, shopping and food or medicine, or for a medical emergency. In his daily remarks Monday, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that specific attention should be given to low- and middle-income countries in Africa, Asia, and Latin America when discussing the movement of essential health products. The Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari announced stay-at-home orders for the country's capital and its largest, Lagos, and said that travel to and from other parts of the country should be avoided. Authorities in Zimbabwe ordered a 3-week lockdown starting Monday, with similar measures in Nepal, Slovenia, and Argentina extended. In the United States, which has the most cases worldwide, the state of New York has passed the somber milestone of 1,000 deaths. U.S. President Donald Trump announced U.S. guidelines on social distancing to prevent the virus from spreading, and it would be extended to the end of April. Italy, which has by far the most deaths and has been under strict lockdown for quite some time, reported more than 750 deaths on Sunday alone, but saw signs of hope with a slowdown in new infections. An Italian government official told the Italy's Sky TG24 television that while everyone wants to return to life as usual, talking about such a move at this point is inappropriate. This is VOA News. The United Nations top envoy for Syria warned Monday that the coronavirus could be a new calamity for the war-torn country and that a nationwide ceasefire, must be implemented immediately. The special envoy told the UN Security Council in a virtual meeting that the pandemic demands a complete shift in mindset to see the virus as the major threat against all Syrians. Syria has officially confirmed 10 cases of the respiratory illness caused by the new coronavirus and one death. There's no data available on how widely or whether the government is testing people. It said that there is a high risk that authorities will be unable to contain the pandemic due to high levels of population movements and overcrowding and displaced persons' camps and detention facilities. There's also a severe shortage of health professionals and the necessary medical equipment and supplies. UN Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock told council members that given the virus's trajectory in other countries, Syria's 10 reported cases is only the tip of the iceberg. Russia tightened controls aimed at combating the spread of coronavirus on Monday, with Moscow introducing temporary quarantine measures and the Kremlin moving to extend the lockdown nationwide. The conversation has come to the President Vladimir Putin, and he made clear that he recognized the growing threat of the COVID-19 outbreak. He appeared for his second televised national address on the issue Monday afternoon with a new sense of urgency. The new tone came as a government task force said suspected cases of COVID-19 had swelled past the 1,800 mark with 9 deaths, numbers that continue to place Russia far lower than other global coronavirus hotspots. Kremlin allies and critics alike now acknowledge that may be due to over-reporting, or I should say under-reporting. Under new rules that went into effect Sunday, the vast majority of Moscow's 15 million inhabitants now face a blanket home isolation quarantine, with exceptions for trips to local supermarkets, pharmacies, as well as walking pets or taking out trash. Officials in Afghanistan said Monday at least 21 security forces have died in the latest Taliban attacks, and a planned prisoner swap with the insurgent group has been delayed again. A provincial government spokesman told VOA that the raid killed 14 Afghan forces and a civilian. The latest violence comes as a spokesman for the Afghan National Security Council confirmed the long-awaited prisoner swap process, which was supposed to start on Tuesday, has been delayed. That swap is one of the key provisions in the U.S.-Taliban agreement signed on February 29th. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.